From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. The man billed as the first Guantanamo Bay terror suspect to face a civilian trial, Ahmed Gailani, has been found not guilty of terrorism charges today in a federal trial in New York. The 36-year-old Gailani, a native of Tanzania, was accused of conspiring with Al-Qaeda to plan car bomb attacks on embassies in Kenya and Tanzania that killed 224 people. The juror did find Gailani guilty of one charge of conspiracy to damage or destroy U.S. property by means of an explosive device, where he was cleared of 276 murder and attempted murder counts, along with five conspiracy charges. The jury deliberated over 7 days. It appears incumbent Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski has won re-election in Alaska. As NPR's Martin Kosty reports, Murkowski's victory defied the odds.
Murkowski lost the Republican primary to Tea Partier Joe Miller. So in September, she decided to run as a write-in candidate. Political experts called it a long shot. In the University of Minnesota's Smart Politics blog, Eric Ostermeyer wrote an article pointing out all the prominent Alaska politicians who'd failed as write-in candidates. Now, Ostermeyer calls Murkowski's win staggering.
Actually, if you add up all the votes that have been cast for write-in candidacies in Alaska from 1958 until this election, she will probably exceed all of those other 8 candidacies combined.
Murkowski had some advantages. Not only was she an incumbent, but her father, Frank Murkowski, was also a senator and governor. Martin Kosty, NPR News.
Nancy Pelosi will be the top Democrat in the reconfigured House of Representatives. Pelosi, the first female House Speaker, will lose the job in January with a new Republican majority. However, she praised fellow Democrats and said the party, despite its diminished status, is not giving up on core issues.
I'm proud to be part of this leadership team. Our consensus is that we go out there listening to the American people. It's about jobs, about reducing the deficit, and it's about fighting for the middle class.
Republicans, for their part, announced today they've chosen John Boehner of Ohio to become Speaker in the new Congress. Over a dozen people were arrested in San Francisco in a protest against tuition hikes at the University of California. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
13 people were arrested, including one who allegedly assaulted a police officer by striking him with his own baton. Police used pepper spray to break up what they called an unruly and aggressive crowd. Over 300 people demonstrated against a planned 8% hike in student fees, this coming on a 32% increase last year. The UC Board of Regents is scheduled to vote on the proposed tuition hike on Thursday. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, San Francisco.
After recent market volatility sparked by investor concerns about the burgeoning debt crisis in Europe, stocks ended little change today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 15 points. The Nasdaq gained 6 points. You're listening to NPR. A senior military official is now recommending that Army Major Nadal Hassan stand trial in connection with last year's deadly shootings at Fort Hood. According to Hassan's lawyer, the recommendation was issued by Colonel James Pohl. Pohl reported to be recommending Hassan be court-martialed on 13 counts of premeditated murder and 13 counts of attempted murder in connection with the shootings last November at the Texas Army Post. Final decision on whether to try Hassan rests with the commanding general. Federal regulators have given coal mine owner Massey Energy a few more days to avoid a federal seizure of the Upper Big Branch mine in West Virginia. As NPR's Howard Berkus reports, that's the mine where 29 mine workers died in a massive explosion in April.
The possible eviction of all Massey Energy officials from the mine is based on a standoff between the company and state and federal investigators. The investigators want to test water sprayers on the longwall mining machine, considered a possible source of the explosion. The sprayers help control sparks and explosive coal dust, and some are believed to be clogged, broken, or missing. Massey has refused to feed water to the sprayers so they can be tested. The company says running the sprayers will compromise evidence it is assessing in its own investigation of the blast. Federal regulators cited Massey for impeding the official state and federal investigation and initially gave the company until noon Wednesday to comply. But federal mine safety officials extended the deadline to Friday. Howard Berkus, NPR News.
The Transportation Security Administration is acknowledging new pat-down procedures airline passengers are being asked to undergo are more intrusive than he thought. TSA head John Pasol telling members of the Senate panel he can understand why travelers are raising concerns. Pasol told lawmakers the agency does not intend to change the policies. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News in Washington.